Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Swerve After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Folks, he's an award-winning, national award-winning journalist. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He's coming up on his 30th anniversary of being home-based, a party of one, a charmed cork, a micropreneur, living by his wits, right on the leading edge, not quite at the bleeding edge, at least not most of the time. But and every couple of weeks he joins us to operate the worm cam for us out on Main Street. We couldn't do without him. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
The curtain rises up, the footlights go on, the spotlight goes to white, and there he is, and crowd says, "Who?"
And humility is his strong suit, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go, exactly.
Hey,
myself and anybody who will listen.
Did you hear any of the George Bush's funeral?
I heard some of it. I need to sit down and schedule some time.
You really ought to. I'm a grizzled old knucklehead. It's hard to move me. And of course, I'm a big fan of 41. I've written about him this week a couple of times. I've done two shows on him. But Alan Simpson is one of my favorite people on the planet. Senator Alan Simpson from Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a Republican, but we need more. If we could populate Washington with Alan Simpsons, George Bushes, and Joe Lieberman, to make sure we're bipartisan here, okay? If we could populate those three people, we could replicate them all over Washington, we wouldn't have any problems in Washington. We'd get some stuff done. Anyway, Alan Simpson is the.
We think of plenty of things to get wrong, but
Alan Simpson is one of the wittiest guys you'll ever hear, and he was an old friend of Bush. If you ever get a chance to listen to his eulogy of Bush, it was great. But he said one thing that I loved. He said, "George Bush operated on the high road of humility," and he said, "When you're on that lane, you never bothered by very much traffic in Washington."
Yeah, right.
The high road of humility in Washington, where George Bush operated, you don't have a lot of traffic there. So he said that was basically what he said. And I thought, what a great line.
Yep. Yeah, it's as crowded as probably, I'm guessing, I-10 through the middle of the panhandle of Texas on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas morning. Right? I know how that is.
Christmas I'm coming morning. To there you go.
Hey, Jay-Z,
speaking
of Christmas, I noticed the segue. They call me the king of segue. You've been getting your cards and letters and gifts together for your loved ones. And of course, we all know who in small business who our loved ones are. They're our customers, right?
There are customers, absolutely.
What you been doing?
So, yeah, you know, we have this conversation, and someone out there in gym land might be listening and say, why in the world are we talking about this? Well, now is obviously it's the season, and I would argue that I'm a little bit late in getting it all together, you know, and already into December. But it's really ideal time to have thought about it, to get together how you want to remember your best clients, your best customers, even your vendors out there, people who you work with, the partners. You know, as a soloist, in fact, a slight detour here, as a soloist, I'm working with two other people right now, putting together what in the industry is called a boutique agency. So it's where different people of different disciplines get together and sort of launch an organization. We're going to remain, it's the three of us, independent, but we collaborate as needed on different projects. And it's
pretty
nothing unique. We're just going to put a little more formality to it. But the point is, you know, they and my clients and customers, other people who I work with, other, you know, whether it's vendors, partners, otherwise, I'm getting all the cards ready. Getting all the cards ready to tell them that I remember them during the holiday season. And I got to tell you, it's not as easy as grabbing a card at a local, you know, card store or the Walmart and slapping some, you know, a greeting, a salutation, and some postage and a label on it or a handwritten, you know, address. you want to be remembered. Part of the whole effort here is to thank them and to have them remember you, that mm-hmm. remember that you were thanking them in the process. You know, to me, it's part of the budget that would fall into the bucket of whether it's just being just gratitude, but also it's kind of marketing. I almost feel, you know, icky kind of saying
it's
to be remembered as a small business.
If you do it right, if you do it right, which I know you do, it's taken the right way, and there's a way to do it. There's a way not to do it,
and
so the question is, it has to be appropriate, right? I mean, it has to be appropriate and relationship appropriate. What do you do? Do you feel compelled to give a gift, or is a card enough?
Well, I got to tell you, a card in its own right is enough for many, but many don't expect a gift. The gift rises sort of a little higher. And I've long sort of, as they say, disabused myself of needing to give a physical gift to every client. If I'm going to meet a client, I'm driving over to Tampa from South Florida today, and I'll be meeting with a client this evening. So as I wouldn't go to someone's house empty-handed, I will not show up at their office empty-handed. So I'll pick up a little seasonal gift for the office, and it'll be something.
Well, that's the thing.
Whether it'll be some
get something, or call them on Monday and say, "Hey guys, I'm going to bring you. I'm going to provide lunch on Thursday for the office.
Right.
And you go by and get Subway to put a bunch of sandwiches together and put a little tinsel around it or whatever, something. But to me that's the classy way to do a gift for a great customer. They don't expect you to give them. They might want to. If you give them a bottle of whiskey, they'd probably take it. Or a bottle of wine in my
there
case. But spread it around. It looks like you've been, thoughtful and appreciative.
Right.
And I think that's the smart thing to do. The first thing in that,
being coming from the journalism industry, my industry generally does not allow reporters to accept gifts from anybody.
Right.
Unless you can eat it, and unless it's for the newsroom and not specifically the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like someone can send me a gift.
You got to be real careful.
You covered us very nicely this year. Here is a gift for you. I mean, ideally, I would have to. Ideally, they would call or at least say, "Look, I want to send you a little something. Is that okay?"
Mm-hmm.
If not, they would send it either to the office. Or, I did with all my clients this year, and I've done for the past several years, I'm part of an organization called Andra's Hand. And Andra's mm-hmm. Hand is a South Florida-based 501c3. They work,
Hey, Jeff, I got to take a quick break.
Got to run.
I'll be right back with Jeff.
I'll
be right back after the break. I'm Jim Blasinger. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.